Okay, it's Saturday the 28th of August, and it's in the evening now. Had a good day today. Woke up nice and sunny outside, which was good, and it was the day where obviously I take Julie and Claire into work. They've been on the young driver desk all day, and I've been in track control. Me and Elliot have been in there all day. Had a brief out this morning to keep the radio traffic down because it was getting really, really busy on the radio while people were trying to work doing the track. It's not usually too much of a problem having banter, and we quite like it sometimes, but problem is if there's too much, then people start turning the radio down and start missing a bit. So that was good to get that out of the way. So that was much better, and it also helped us in track control to get all our bits and pieces that we need to do done. The info packs, I've sent all those for summer challenge to the young driver team, which is good, and sorted out various other things during the day. We did smart display today, which was good, and also the silver arrows, and Claire commentated on both, and she did really well with that. And once we got home, we turned it round quite quickly and got in the car, and now we're up in Aylesbury. So we're up in Aylesbury now, and it's good to see John and Jen and everybody else up here. And we'll hopefully see Helen later. She's out at the moment. And it was going well. We stopped for something to eat on the way at Reading, at the KFC there very quickly, and then had a bit of an incident family, really. They would know and specialise what we'd call the Savaloy incident many, many years ago, where I had a bit of an ill moment. Today I had another ill moment, but it was very large. Couldn't quite hold it. I sort of said, Julie, no, I'm going to ride through this. Couldn't quite make it. Got across the restaurant, just about getting to the loo's, and pretty much exploded everywhere just before you try and get through where the gents, the ladies and the baby changing was. So that was really nervous, and had to sort of clear all that up. The staff were good. The guy, when he first saw me, said, do I need an ambulance? Because it was such a shock to the system. I cleared it all up, got it all sorted out, but no, it shook me up a little bit. You can probably hear that in my voice, because I was just worried that somebody was going to come through the door from the restaurant. In front of me, I had the baby changing with somebody in there, so I never knew if they were going to come in and out, so got that sorted. But that happens once in a blue moon, but usually I'm in the right place at the right time to sort that out, and tonight I wasn't, so not ideal, but there we go. Anyway, a little bit better now. Very tired, empty, all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to have a bit of an early night, I think, and just chill out, because the weekend's going to be great. Tomorrow, just got the Grand Prix to watch, and that's all that's on the agenda, really, so I can chill out, have a nice lie-in if I can. Usually I'm not very good at that. Usually I wake up too early because I'm sort of geared up for getting up for 6:30 every morning. So even if I wake up in the morning, I'm going to try and flip in, just say no, I've got to go back to sleep, and see if I can ride through it a little bit, but we'll see. I hope to. And then on Monday we're going a bit of karting in the afternoon, so all should be good. Anyway, that's it for me from Aylesbury, and hopefully I'll feel a little bit better soon, and this will be a bit more of a fun type podcast. See you later. Bye now.